Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My heart is crying, crying.
Jackie Wilson bringing us back at 17th Hill of the Hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend John Deeney. John's got a brand new book out, folks. It's absolutely beautiful. It may be the most beautiful book I've ever seen in almost 20 years of doing this show. Your Exit Map, Navigating the Boomer Bust. It's not only a beautiful book, folks, it's good stuff inside and very, very appropriate and apropos for the time. John, we were talking in the last segment about the fact that that the boomer generation's got an appointment, right? We have an appointment with a calendar, with a clock, and it's shorter. It's sooner than later, that intersection. And if we sell our businesses, if we divest of our businesses, that means somebody's got a buyer on the other side, which is likely to be somebody younger than us, right?
More than likely.
And you know, and I was just going to say that folks, that group is in a generation with its own dynamics, and John, that's what you got to think about, isn't it?
Yeah, we talk about that too. We talk about Gen X, the different lifestyle, the different sets of values that they have about time and family and work. And if you know, I hate to be a downer. And, you know, that's why we give solutions in this book. But the brick-and-mortar business where the owner comes in first in the morning to open up and goes home last at night and, you know, puts in 55 hours every week is not appealing to the next generation. They have no interest in it whatsoever. They think we're crazy, and they may be right.
You know, we live to work, and they work to live.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have that. We have that in there, and you know the.
We're generalizing, folks. They're not all like that.
Sure,
but as a class, as a generation, that's accurate.
Yeah, I definitely know slacker boomers. You know, but when you look at the personal financial statement of a business owner, you know, you talk all the time about going to community banks, and you always mm-hmm. have to provide them with your personal statement, your net worth. Yeah. How many owners out there have 50, 70, 80% of their net worth they list as being their company?
Yeah, or more.
You know, and not to plan for this is quite simply insane, because for most of us, it's the biggest financial transaction of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and would you just stumble into that, or would you hand it to a stranger and say, here, see what you can do with this? It's, you know,
well,
it's worth the time.
I was just going to say, the thing is that at some point in time, somebody's going to call you on your numbers. Somebody's going to call you on your. You have an expectation for what your business is worth, and at some point in time, sooner now, as I say, than later, somebody's going to call you on those numbers.
Yeah, and that's a good segue into the other half of what makes this book very different. Besides all the color and the charts and the pictures, is there's a Your Exit Map website where tools for checking those things. Does my value make sense?
Mm-hmm.
What does my time frame look like? There are graphing tools and charting tools up there that are free. You just go online and use them and test your own assumptions. So it's Your Exit Map, the book, and Your Exit Map, the website. And the two of them go together. We really tried to put together a package that was modern and interesting and easy to access. Because there's over 3 million boomers out there with employees,
mm-hmm.
and the latest survey shows that the number that have done any active planning at all has gone in the last 3 years from 18% to about 24-25%.
Say that whole thing again one more time.
The number that who have done any active planning for how they're going to leave their business in the last 3 years has gone from 18% to about 25%.
There could be some pragmatism in there, but there's probably also some desperation in there.
Yeah.
In the growth, sure, of those numbers.
Sure. Well, yeah, well, when we talk about, you know, as boomers get older, you know, death, disease, you know, disinterest, you know, the various things that slow you down in your 60s and 70s, and a lot of boomers are still working into their 70s.
Well, another thing that you got to think about is the timing of when you're going to do this, because your business, you know, disruptions are happening every day, John, as you know, and you may have a business that could be dusted off and spiffed up a little bit and redeployed with a little bit of some new technology today or tomorrow that would still be viable. But if you go 3 more years with that deferred maintenance, it may be worth nothing.
Right, right. And we have a whole section in there about growing to the number you need. You know, that's part of the strategy as well. Maybe you sit down and you triangulate, you use our triangulation tool on the web, and you say, my goodness, I want to be out of here in 5 years, and the company's going to have to be 40% larger to hit my number.
But that also means that you say, wait a minute, I don't want to do all that, so therefore, I can't get out of here in 5 years. I have to get out of here in 2.
Yeah,
because the company's got to be there in 5 years. If I'm not willing to take it there, I won't be able to sell this business 5 years from now unless I do those things, and I don't want to do it.
Well, and there's strategies for that. You can hire your buyer or mm-hmm. sell to employees. You know, I do an awful lot in my exit planning practice. I do an awful lot of employee sales. And when you sit down and you explain to employees, if you get me the money I need out of this company, it can be yours.
Right.
All we have to do is hit these numbers. It's a pretty amazing motivator.
Mm-hmm. John, give us the website again, please.
The website is yourexitmap.com, and the book is the same title.
Navigating the Boomer Bust, a Guide to Selling Your Business in a Highly Competitive Market. Folks, this is probably going to be the best investment you've made in a book in a long time. I would encourage you. Is it Amazon, John?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
So can they buy it also from the website?
No, I don't have any direct sales
just
on the website.
Just Amazon. Okay, quick break. 10 till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.